So, can today's AI models, the really advanced ones, actually understand what's going on in our heads, our beliefs, intentions, all that?
Yeah, it's a huge question, right? Because it gets to the heart of whether AI can really interact with us properly.
Exactly. And there's been a lot of buzz lately, hasn't there, about large language models maybe possibly showing signs of theory of mind.
It's fascinating stuff. Theory of mind, or sometimes called mentalizing, it's just basic for us humans. It's how we figure people out, build trust, you know.
Navigate the social world.
Precisely. So the idea that AI might be developing this,
Yeah.
it's big. But is it the same thing? How's it happening? That's the debate.
Absolutely. So for this deep dive, we're really going to get into a specific paper that looks at this. It's called Mind Your Theory. Theory of mind goes deeper than reasoning.
Yeah, it's a position paper. And what's interesting is that it really pulls from cognitive science, not just the usual AI suspects.
Right. It suggests maybe we're evaluating theory of mind or TOM in these LLMs in a way that's, well, missing a big piece of the puzzle compared to humans.
Exactly.
So our goal today is to unpack that core argument. The idea that just checking if an LLM can solve a belief puzzle isn't enough. We need to ask, does it even get the idea of thinking about others' thoughts? And crucially, how does it decide to do that?
That's the nub of it.
Okay, so let's start there. Theory of mind. But specifically in the AI context, what are we talking about?
Well, at its core, it's about an agent, human, AI, whatever, being able to represent and figure out the internal mental states of other agents.
So, like what they believe, what they want, what they know.
Exactly. Understanding that others have minds separate from yours, maybe with different information, different perspectives. That's the key.
And why is this so important for AI? I mean, beyond just sounding smart.
Oh, it's critical. First off, trust and safety. If an AI is making choices that impact you, you kind of want it to have a sense of your intentions, right? Or how you might react.
Yeah.
And then there's collaboration. Anytime you have multiple agents working together, robots on a factory floor, an AI assistant helping you being able to model the other's mental state, that's fundamental for things to go smoothly.
Okay. And this links back to the recent excitement, where some studies are saying, look, these advanced LLMs, they seem to be showing glimmers of this, like it's just emerging.
Right, emerging from all that training data. But that's the million-dollar question. Is it real social understanding, or is it just incredibly sophisticated pattern matching? Like, has it just learned to mimic conversations about beliefs without truly getting it?
And that's where this paper steps in, with a framework inspired by cognitive science. What's their big idea?
Their first major point is that human theory of mind isn't just one thing. It's actually a two-step process.
Two steps. Okay, interesting. What's step one?
Step one is what they call the meta decision, or the invocation step. And this is the bit they think is often missed. It's deciding whether to even use theory of mind in a situation. And if you do, how deep do you need to go?
How deep? What do you mean by depth?
Ah, right. They call it depth of mentalizing, or DOM. Think of it like nested beliefs.
Okay.
DOM's you is just your own state. I think X. DOM one is thinking about someone else's state directly. I think you believe Y.
Right.
DOM two is I think you think she believes Z.
Ah, okay, I see. Like layers.
Exactly. I think you think I think, and so on. Humans, we tend to stick to fairly shallow levels, maybe DOM three, DOM four max, because going deeper gets really mentally taxing.
Yeah, my brain hurts just thinking about it.
So, step one is that crucial decision. Should I bother modeling their mind right now? And if I do, how many layers deep is actually necessary for this situation?
Got it. Deciding if and how deep. So logically, step two must be.
Step two is the inference step. Once you've decided to mentalize and how deep, step one, step two is doing the actual reasoning.
Applying the model.
Exactly. Given you decided to think about my beliefs up to, say, DOM 2, step two is using that model to work out what I probably believe or predict what I'm going to do next.
Okay, that makes sense. So you could fail at step one, or you could fail at step two.
Precisely. You might just not realize you needed to think about someone else's perspective. Step one failure. Or maybe you chose the wrong depth thinking too simply, or overthinking it.
Or
Or you could nail step one, decide correctly, okay, I need DOM two here, but then you just mess up the actual logic in step two. You draw the wrong conclusion from the mental model you built. They're distinct types of errors.
And the paper's big claim, the real core of it, is that step one, that whole invocation and depth setting thing is super important, but it's basically ignored or made trivial in how we currently test LLMs.
Yes, that's their central argument. And it matters because, well, first, it's a core part of how cognitive science understands human, Tom. We don't just constantly simulate everyone's minds.
Right, it would be exhausting.
Exactly. There's a cognitive cost. It takes effort, time. So understanding if and how LLMs invoke this capacity, or if they even make that choice dynamically, that's huge.
For efficiency, maybe.
For efficiency, yeah, but also for alignment. Do we want an AI that's constantly, maybe incorrectly, trying to read our minds, or one that uses this ability strategically, like humans do?
And maybe the biggest point, if you only test step two, you can totally misunderstand why an LLM fails a TomCask.
Absolutely. The model gets it wrong. Was it a step one problem, didn't even try to mentalize? Or was it step two tried, but failed the reasoning? If your test practically shouts, hey, use theory of mind now.
You're only ever testing step two.
Exactly. You're testing its reasoning once it's been pointed at a Tom problem. You don't know if it can identify those problems itself or choose the right approach. It might just be bad at complex logic puzzles that happen to involve beliefs.
Okay, so how do we typically test LLMs for Tom right now? What are these benchmarks like?
Well, most of them use variations on those classic psych tests, like the Sally Ann test.
Sally Ann, the marble, the basket, the box. Yeah, I remember that from Psych 101.
Right. Adapted into text stories. So you have benchmarks like Hitom, Phantom, OpenTom. They give the LLM a little story where someone has a false belief.
Sally thinks the marble is in the basket, but we know Anne moved it. Where will Sally look? That kind of thing.
Exactly. And they ask the model to predict what Sally thinks or where she'll look.
And these are good for testing the reasoning part, the step two inference?
They can be, yeah. But the paper's critique is that these benchmarks are usually static vignettes. And critically, the way the story is set up or the question is asked, it makes it blindingly obvious that you need to use theory of mind.
It signals it too strongly.
Right. Sometimes it even hints at the depth needed. So the test itself is basically doing step one for the model.
So it just forces the model straight into step two.
Pretty much. It forces an attempt at step two reasoning and then scores that. Which means, the paper argues, we're mainly measuring how good the model is at logical inference given a Tom setup, not its ability to dynamically figure out when to mentalize or how deep to go in a more natural situation.
Even efforts to improve Tom and LLMs often focus on just making step two better.
Often, yes. They might add modules or training techniques to improve the reasoning, but they frequently still assume that the when and how deep step one is either already handled or not the main issue.
Okay, this is fascinating. And the authors didn't just stop at the theory, right? They actually ran an experiment.
They did, yeah. They took some of these existing benchmarks, Hitom and Phantom specifically, and tested several GPT models, GPT 3.5 Turbo, the newer GPT-4 Mini, and GPT-4o.
Standard models. But what was the twist? How did they try to separate step one and step two?
It was quite clever. They didn't just give the models the standard questions, like where will Sally look? They also asked the models something directly related to step one. Can you predict the necessary Tom order or depth required to answer this question?
So separate from answering it.
Exactly. The benchmarks themselves define a correct depth for each scenario. So they ask the models, okay, forget the answer for a second. Just tell us, how many layers deep do you need to think to solve this problem?
So testing if they could identify the structure of the required thinking, even if they couldn't execute the thinking itself.
Precisely. Testing a key aspect of step one, setting the appropriate depth.
And what did they find? Did the models get it?
The results were really striking. The models were significantly better at predicting the required Tom order, the step one related task, than they were at actually getting the answer right, which needs both steps, especially step two.
How much better? Like a small difference?
No, pretty substantial.
Yeah.
GPT-4o, for example, was almost perfect at predicting the required depth on their tests.
Wow. Nearly perfect.
Yeah. And even the smaller GPT-4o Mini did noticeably better on predicting the depth compared to its accuracy on the full question.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this right, the implication is that, at least on these kinds of static tests, the models can often figure out how deep the problem intends for them to think.
It seems so, yes.
But the real bottleneck, the place they stumble, is actually performing the complex reasoning and inference at that depth. Step two is the harder part for them in this setup.
That's what the evidence suggests. In these specific test environments, identifying the required depth seems easier for them than executing the multi-step logical deduction needed once that depth is set.
Which really brings us back to the comparison with human Tom and why this whole distinction matters so much for AI development.
Absolutely. Because human Tom isn't like the static tests. It's dynamic. It's intentional. We adjust how deeply we mentalize based on who we're talking to, what they do, the context.
Could be feedback.
Exactly. And we only really invoke Tom when we feel it's necessary because, again, it costs mental energy. These current LLM evaluations relying on prompts that basically say, do Tom now, they miss that whole dynamic, adaptive, cost-aware piece.
And if AI models lack that dynamic invocation,
yeah,
what's the big deal? Why should we worry?
Well, it suggests they're missing a really core part of what makes us socially intelligent. If AI is going to interact with us effectively and safely in the real world, you know, in complex, unpredictable situations like negotiations or spotting misunderstandings or cooperating on a tricky task.
Things that change moment to moment.
Right. They need more than just the ability to run a mental simulation if prompted. They need to know whether to do it, how deep to go, and adjust that on the fly. An AI that just applies a fixed depth analysis because the prompt implied it. That's not really navigating the social world like we do.
And that gap could lead to problems, misunderstandings, unsafe behavior.
Potentially, yes. It impacts alignment. How can we ensure AI behaves in ways that align with our expectations and social norms if it doesn't grasp this fundamental aspect of social reasoning?
Okay, so if the current benchmarks have these limitations, focusing too much on step two in static settings, what's the way forward? What does the paper suggest for actually evaluating Tom better?
They lay out a kind of roadmap, and it really focuses on getting at step one more directly.
Makes sense.
First, they say we need new benchmarks, tasks specifically designed to test Tom invocation, where it's not obvious that Tom is needed, and the model has to figure that out.
Test the decision itself, not just the execution.
Exactly. Second, and this is crucial, evaluate models in interactive, dynamic settings.
Get them out of the armchair, so to speak.
Right. The model needs to be an active participant in something, a conversation, a game, a simulated social scenario where the need for Tom and the required depth changes based on what happens, what other agents do.
Like real life.
More like real life, yes. Mm. Third, specifically assess how models handle the dynamics of depth of mentalizing. Can they shift gears?
How so?
Like, can they use shallow mentalizing when things seem straightforward and cooperative, but then switch to a deeper, maybe more cautious or skeptical mode if the situation becomes competitive or ambiguous?
Adapting their mentalizing strategy.
Precisely. And finally, they suggest using a wider range of interactive scenarios, not just false beliefs, but situations with missing information, complex social goals, cooperation, competition, maybe even deception, and maybe even interacting with other agents that have different Tom capabilities themselves.
Really pushing them towards more complex, robust social intelligence.
That's the goal. Move beyond just solving logic puzzles.
Now, did the authors mention any limitations to their own work here?
They did, yes. They're quite clear that their paper and this framework mainly focuses on belief attribution, figuring out what someone else thinks.
Which is only part of Tom.
Right. Human Tom is broader. It involves understanding emotions, desires, personality, intentions, things this two-step model doesn't fully capture yet.
Okay.
And they also acknowledge, you know, that the cognitive science on Tom is itself really complex with various competing models and ongoing debates. So this is one perspective drawing on that field, but it's not the final word.
Fair enough. It's a complicated area even for us humans to understand in ourselves.
Absolutely. It's deep.
So let's try and wrap this up, this deep dive into Mind Your Theory.
Mm.
It really gives us a new way to look at Tom and LLMs, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. The key takeaway is that judging whether LLMs really have theory of mind isn't just about checking if they can solve those belief puzzles. That's step two, the inference.
It's just as much, maybe even more importantly, about that often overlooked step one.
Exactly. The decision whether to mentalize and how deep to go. That strategic invocation.
And their own experiments hint that current models might actually be okay at spotting the intended depth in these simple tests.
But they still struggle with the hard reasoning part, the step two, which points to this gap. They lack that dynamic, intentional, social sense that humans have.
Yeah, a piece that feels really fundamental to genuine social intelligence and pretty critical if we want to build AI that can truly, safely, and effectively be be part of our social world.
It definitely leaves you thinking. You know, if these LLMs can predict the depth of thinking needed for a task, but then struggle with the actual thinking, what does that really say about the nature of their understanding? Is it just sophisticated mimicry of the setup? And it makes you wonder, what kind of truly dynamic, interactive, maybe even slightly unpredictable environments would we need to create to really test and push the boundaries of AI social intelligence beyond these static puzzles?